Americans accustomed to simply flashing their driver's licenses or birth certificates when they come back from Canada or Mexico will now have to think about getting a passport. Today, the State Department announced changes designed to protect U.S. borders. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The State Department and the Department of Homeland Security say they're phasing in new travel rules and that by 2008, U.S. citizens will have to present a passport to enter the U.S. from Canada, Mexico, Panama, and Bermuda. A top Homeland Security official, Elaine Dzinski, says it's all part of a new push to safeguard U.S. borders.
Essentially, what we're asking people to do is think about travel in and out of the U.S. from these areas that we've identified as similar to how folks would travel to and from Europe or Asia or other parts of the world. In other words, in this post-9/11 environment, we recognize that the Western Hemisphere travel needs to be looked at in a slightly different light.
Citizens of neighboring countries will also need to use passports to travel to the U.S., though officials are considering some other documents, including special passes given to truck drivers to keep cross-border trade going. The first to see changes will be those traveling by sea, on Caribbean cruises, for instance, or by plane. U.S. border guards will only start asking for passports at overland border crossings by 2008. U.S. officials say that should give Americans time to apply and update their passports. Assistant Secretary of State for Consular Affairs Mara Hardy says about 60 million Americans hold passports, and she's expecting a big jump in applications.
We've hired a bunch of new people. We're going to continue to hire new people. We've got robust plans for double shifts at our mega centers. We will continue to watch this very carefully, and we will continue to crank out the passports, not sacrificing the quality and certainly not sacrificing the service.
Though some in the travel industry have complained they might be hurt by tighter travel regulations, Dzinski says officials were compelled to act by a law passed last year which called for tighter borders in the Western Hemisphere.
Congress made a statement on that when they passed the intelligence reform bill and identified this as a loophole. And I think there's agreement that this is the right thing to do. We need to tighten things up.
And she and her State Department colleague argue it may even be quicker for U.S. border guards to examine passports rather than sift through driver's licenses or other documents as they do today. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.